Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm feeling glad all over, yes, I'm glad all over.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Team podcast with James Buckley. I am James Buckley.
And so am
with
I.
Me, well, no, you're not. With
yes,
me is
I
my
am.
Co-host. Don't do that. With me is my co-host, Jalal Hartley. Hello, Jalal.
I don't know who you're talking about, because this week I have changed my name by deed poll to James Buckley. It's absolutely true.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
I can show you the papers.
Okay, but I'm the first James Buckley on the
and
billing.
And so am I.
What have you been up to? What crazy situation?
Well, just filling out the forms for changing my name. That was
How long does it take to do that?
Well, a long time. But I actually thought that you can undo it, like there's a 14-day cooling off period, but it turns out there isn't.
You must be able to change it back as
no,
easily as you can change it.
Apparently you can't.
Oh. Well, it's a very funny joke, so I'm sure it was worth it.
Yeah, it's something to tell the grandchildren, isn't it?
Yeah. Who will all be little Buckleys, I assume?
They will.
Yes.
I've been on cloud nine since Saturday, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
Forgot about what?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the game over the weekend.
Which game? Well, Palace-Watford,
yeah.
Why? What happened?
Watford won, didn't they? 2-1 in the end.
They did.
Is it Deeney scored two, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
It's become boring, I've got to be honest, as a Palace fan. I think most Palace fans the whole time are like, wow, we're doing much better than we thought. Mm. Isn't it great? We're still in the Premier League. This is brilliant. Oh, we're only a little Crystal Palace. We will lose a few games, but we're in the Premier League. Ha ha ha, we're having so much fun. It's been a terrible year for Palace so far, league-wise. And it's making me feel a bit down.
Shall I do the show menu?
Yeah, go on.
All right. Coming up on the Dream Team podcast with James Buckley and James Buckley, we have Buckley's £3 bet. We'll be hearing some more of your five-star feedback. Obviously, just the five-star ones. We're very strict on that. Tough love. We've got to be tough love. You've also been joining our Dream Team Europe Fantasy League, trying to come up with team names that are better than ours. So we'll be reading those out. We're also joined by comedian, Man United fan, and he's from a rival podcast, the Magic Sponge. His name is Ian, and his surname is Smith. His name is Ian Smith. Plus, that is not all. I will be giving a blow-by-blow account of how Watford defeated their arch-nemesis Palace. I'm going into that into great detail. And also, we are giving away an Xbox. I don't know what that is, but I do believe kids love it. You'll also be getting your very own towel rack and a screwdriver. And we're giving away a torch welding kit. And that's not all. We'll also be talking about balls. Plus, we'll be saying goodbye at the end.
Stop saying plus.
Plus, in this week's interval, and there is going to be an interval, you'll also be able to hear us talking about something that we haven't decided yet. That's all in this week's Dream Team podcast with James Buckley and James Buckley.
Hey, Jalal.
Sorry, you're talking to me.
Sorry. James.
Yes?
In two words, describe what's coming up next.
News and the?
Yes. Cardiff owner Vincent Tan wants his players to behave like ugly men. Tan revealed his tactical philosophy when it comes to football. He said, "In every match, I want to see 30 or 40 attempts on goal. Just shoot from 25 or 30 yards. The law of averages says the more you shoot, the more you'll score. Have you seen ugly men walking around with a beautiful wife? That's because they've asked 30, 40 or 50 times before getting a yes. On the other hand, you'll see a handsome man ask once, get a no in response, and that's it. So the more you try, the more success you have. Do you think ugly men make better boyfriends? I see what he means by the analogy. I mean,
do they make better lovers?
I guess so, yeah. Try hard.
I don't know. I
try my best. Not only has she got involved with someone ugly, but someone who's useless as a partner.
Useless?
God bless her. Yeah, I'm pretty useless.
What, even in the upstairs?
In the bedroom? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I haven't got a clue what's going on. I don't know.
What about in the bathroom?
I usually go there just for a shower and to brush my teeth, but I don't do them very often.
Okay. How often?
If I've got to leave the house. If I'm staying in all day, if it's a Sunday, I won't even bother.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes the first brushing of the teeth comes very late at the weekend, doesn't it? You have a cup of tea and then you can't brush your teeth before a cup of tea. That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, that'll spoil the cup of tea. But also, like some Sundays, I won't brush my teeth until I'm about to go to bed. And that's only because they feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, just because they got so furry that you can't close your mouth. Do you know, when you're born, you are 100% human. By the time you're an adult, your body cells are outnumbered 100 to 1 by bacteria and other things. That's why I don't like to kiss people.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Leicester fan cashes out on title bet but hides the money from his girlfriend. An unnamed Leicester fan placed a £1 bet in the summer on the Foxes to win the Premier League at odds of 5,000 to 1. The man in his 20s has cashed out and pocketed £1,100. He's chosen to stay anonymous because he doesn't want his girlfriend to know about the money. He said, I'd rather keep the cash for football than have my girlfriend find out. It will go towards trains and tickets to follow Leicester in the title running. He's the opposite of what Vincent Tan wants from his players.
Is he?
Yeah, he's being a terrible lover and boyfriend.
What's he done?
He's keeping secrets from his significant other.
Yeah, but it's his money.
All right, if you'd won the lottery, even though it's impossible to win these days, if you won that £33 million in the lottery, would you go public?
No.
No, I wouldn't either. So I'd tell my wife, but I wouldn't go public. Why wouldn't you go public? It's dangerous, isn't it?
It's none of nobody's business. Yeah. And you get people like begging for stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, I've got over 400 Twitter followers, so, you know.
I think if it came out that I'd won £33 million, everyone would go, oh, he's off the telly. Oh, he should give that to charity. You want to fucking laugh, aren't you? I'm giving away £33 million. Me and the Walmart family. Because yeah. I've got to keep that £33 million because I don't know. Because it all might go tits up.
Yeah.
What will you fall back on?
And what will you do with the money then afterwards?
Probably just leave it there because I don't really need it. Former Nigeria and Derby County defender Taribo West has admitted to using voodoo in the dressing room. West said, I don't know why people decline to talk about their involvement with charms. You look at the stadium in Nigeria, you see fans invoking all kinds of things. Magicians are there, voodooists are there. In my playing days, I used to get some malams and babalawas. They're spiritual men, I'm being told, to make charms for us. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. There are charms and rituals in football, it still exists. And Taribo West is now a Christian pastor in Nigeria.
Oh, I love pasta.
I knew you were going to say that. Do you think there's any truth to any of that?
To voodoo?
Sort of magic, voodoo, spiritual shaman?
I believe that spells work, but I don't think they're magic. I believe that if you believe something's going to happen, it's more likely to happen.
Just because of the belief?
Yeah.
Because
like all
of
this
the,
thing about
the mindset.
Cosmic ordering and stuff like that.
Right.
Like the idea that you can basically control what happens in the world is just a fantasy. Like somebody I know said, my wife said we had too much money going out of the house. He said his wife said to him, well, we've got to put a crystal by the door to stop the money going out.
Oh, Jesus.
And sure enough, they ended up spending less money. I'm thinking, yeah, of course, because you saw the crystal every time you went out the door. That reminded you that you, you, there's a lot of money going out of the house, and you noticed then when you were spending money. It's nothing to do with the crystal.
No, the crystal is not the variable that's changed the situation in that story. I don't practice any rituals or anything, but I think that probably explains why I didn't make it as a footballer. That's definitely the reason. I think if I'd got into voodoo at a young age, I would have been a big successful footballer by now.
Yeah.
That was the news.
Time for the weather.
It's guest time now. In the studio, we have comedian, actor, writer, podcaster and Man United fan. It's Ian Smith.
Yeah, hello. It's a bit awkward as well because I didn't know I was going to be on the show until yesterday, but 2 weeks ago I changed my name by Deepole to James Buckley.
Oh, no way. This is confusing.
Yeah.
So we're all called James Buckley?
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be very awkward.
It's going to get messy, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's struggle through. And if we have to not have a podcast this week, fine, so be it.
Okay, Ian, here are your questions.
No, sorry. It's James.
Oh, yeah, James.
Yeah, sorry. Yes, James. Yes. Here are the other James.
Sorry.
Oh, thank you.
You're a presenter on The Magic Sponge.
Oh, yeah, the big rivals.
What happened there?
I've come here to fuck things up and...
What happened there?
Sorry, it's just... taste in my mouth whenever I say that.
Taste of number one of the comedy charts in your mouth.
Oh, I thought you That's were...
That's it.
It sounded like a cat coughing up a hairball.
No. I'm flattered that you said that we're rivals.
You've had a few people who we've had on. You've had Funny Man Joe Jordan.
Yeah, he's laugh a minute, isn't he?
Yeah. He's intense.
He's wacky. He's such a wacky, zany character.
Surreal.
James started doing all these, you know, Are You Hard sort of...
He doesn't like stuff. That, does he?
No, turned into Wayne's World. I asked if he was hard in the dressing room and things like this.
I had to ask him, there's this Telegraph article about, like, top 50 hardest footballers, and someone had written a quiz for us to do to him of, like, who do you reckon's hardest out of Roy Keane and, I can't remember who it was, like, Brian McClair or something. And I asked him that question, just meaning who came highest. And he looked me like right in the eye and just said, I actually think that's a disgraceful question to ask. That's two of the best midfielders in the country and you're just putting them down to strength. That's not all they've got. I was like, it's a comedy podcast, mate.
Yeah, you should have said, no, you got it wrong. I'm talking about erections.
That would have got him back on side, yeah.
You also do it with Jimmy Bullard. Where is he from originally? Canning Town, something like that?
I don't know, but it's from that kind of like Bexley Heath kind of area.
Yeah, because he's got that accent that turns up in, or not the accent, but that type of voice that crops up in Essex and East London.
Yeah.
It's very similar to Ray Parler and Mark Wright.
Oh, yeah,
he's
good friends with Parler.
They talk a bit like that. They talk a bit, all right.
It's like a mixture, it's like a Cockney John Major. Like you listen to Ray Parler commentating on TalkSport, so it sounds like a Cockney Kermit the Frog.
Interval.
Still to come, I'm going to run through blow by blow every single little moment of Palace's defeat at the hands of the mighty Watford. That's still to come on the show with James Buckley and James Buckley.
It's time now for some feedback. As we've established, we're only reading out 5-star reviews on iTunes. That's the rule. Powser Wilson writes, Fantabulous. Just the way I like my podcasts. Funny with a side of Bovril.
Fantabulous. That's a word from another era, isn't it?
I think...
Fantabulous. Just the way I like my podcasts. Funny with a side of Bovril. I'm sorry, Powser Wilson.
Richard Dawkins.
Fantabulous. Just the way I like my podcasts, funny, with a side of Bovril.
It's absolutely serious with a side of Bovril. I did not enjoy the talk about the voodoo and the superstitious nonsense. It's all silly nonsense, and I will not be listening to this podcast anymore. And I've written another book that proves categorically, for once and for all, that there is no creator, and this is all a jolly fantastic coincidence that we live on this wonderful planet and everything's happened the way it has. It's not because of you or me or any kind of divine intervention. And that's the end of the discussion. And I will never, ever, ever, ever talk about it ever again as long as I live.
That's the most wonderful performance I've ever witnessed.
Lippi Fonte, hope I'm pronouncing that right, says, got to love Jalal. Glad to hear another Watford fan. Troy Deeney better than Messi?
Well,
I think he's putting the question to you, Jalal. What do you think?
James?
Yes, to you, James.
Yeah. I think after Saturday...
I think Barcelona had quite a good weekend, didn't they? They won 6-1, but they were up against arguably poorer opponents. So yeah, I agree with you. Troy Deeney is better than Messi. To get two past Palace, he's going to have to be. Lepertoner, thank you for the 5-star review, saying, this podcast is about as good as Fraser Campbell's finishing. I would leave a 1-star review, but then you wouldn't read it out. And that's exactly how it works. Well done. You followed the rules. El Bublo writes, as much fun as pinching your foreskin shut whilst pissing. Highly recommended.
I don't like that one.
Bit graphic, that one, isn't it?
Because I read this and then obviously I thought, is that fun?
We're giving away an Xbox to one of our listeners. Whoever can write the funniest bad review on iTunes whilst also giving us a 5 stars, they're going to win an Xbox. So if they write us a 5-star review, but criticise us in an amusing way, because I really like the idea of us getting like a load of 5-star reviews, but then somebody who hasn't listened to the podcast go, oh, I'll look at the reviews, and then go, they're all 5-star, but they're it might not be good for the podcast, but
no, I think
it would be amusing for me personally, and that's all that matters. Give us a 5-star review. You can write us a negative review. I guess it doesn't have to be negative, but try and write a funny review and you could possibly win an Xbox.
How are we going to decide who wins the Xbox? I don't get it.
We'll do it X Factor style. We'll take Polaroids of of the finalists. We'll pick some ones that we definitely want to go through, and then me and you will sit at a desk and we'll discuss the Polaroids. They won't know who we're talking about specifically. We'll just be very ambiguous, going, well, they definitely have to go through. Oh yeah, I agree. What about this one? I'm on the fence with this one.
Yeah.
And it will be, we'll X Factor things up. Right, let's talk about football, because you're a Man United fan.
Yeah.
You're from Yorkshire.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. Are you going to ask why I'm a United fan? I've got a story.
Okay, go on.
So, a lot of my family are from Aberdeen, and I was sort of a fan of Alex Ferguson, basically, and what he did at Aberdeen. So, I guess I supported Ferguson, but then supported United and become a United fan, and I'm still a United fan, despite it being very different at the club.
If Alex Ferguson hadn't retired, but first... but say this is an alternative universe.
Okay, yeah.
And he moved on to another job, the Real Madrid job came or something. Would you have followed him still, do you think?
Or
by that point?
It was like the early decision, but then it embedded in. But I would have wished him all the best.
Yes.
So they're in the alternative universe, they still have basic manners.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be like, you fucking left United... You know,
in this alternative universe, that's the only variable that Ferguson.
Oh, really?
Okay. So everything else is Real exactly Madrid. The same.
Yeah.
All the laws and there, of physics.
And there are theories that back up that is a possibility.
Are there?
Yeah, theories. That
yeah, there are.
You've... What theories?
Scientific theories about the.
Oh, well, if you're going to start quoting the science,
infinite universes, that there are atoms disappearing and reappearing at different places, and and that's one of the theories that.
But could that result in just Alex Ferguson moving to Real Madrid?
Yeah, there's also a universe where Alex Ferguson moved to Crystal Palace.
Well, if there are infinite possibilities, if there's an infinite multiverse, then yeah, there could be a universe where that is the only variable.
There's a universe where everyone on it is called James Buckley.
Oh, that's where I want to go.
It's slowly becoming this one.
It's Buckley's £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet.
You've been doing a little bit of, what do you call it, maths.
Oh, yeah.
During the week, and you've actually put together how much we've won
or lost
in the £3 bet so far each week. How much are we up by? How much have we won?
So the £3 bet results so far this season are as follows. James has spent £36 so far and has yet to win an accumulator. So you're £36 in the red, whereas James has spent £36 so far. That's me, James, and has won one accumulator worth £26. So is £10 in the red. So at the moment, James is £36 in the red, and James is £10 in the red.
You're only £10 down,
mm-hmm.
but I'm £36 down.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just get the next week's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'll do. I'll get next week's right, and then. Hopefully I should be back in plus money.
That's a good idea.
I'll just do that then. So next week's £3 bet is an FA Cup week. So the first game I'm going to pick is Chelsea-Man City. Chelsea are at home. I think Chelsea are not going to concentrate as much on the FA Cup as they're... because they need to move up the league and try and get into a respectable position. So I think Man City are going to win that game.
I'm going for Man City then.
You're going to go for Man City too? Okay. Yeah. So Man City are definitely going to win that. All right, let's go for Watford v Leeds.
Watford.
I'm going to go for Leeds, just because I'm a little bit bitter after the weekend. I'm going to go for Leeds out of spite. And that is how you should definitely place a bet. All right, if we're doing the Watford game, let's do the Palace game as well then. Right. Tottenham v Palace, Tottenham at home. Tottenham, they're playing well. They're doing very well in the league. They might win the league. I think that they're not going to be too fussed about the FA Cup. It's a game that I think they should win, especially in the form that they're in. I think I'm going to go with Palace. I'm going to back Palace.
I'm going to go for Tottenham.
Why? That's pathetic.
Not even out of spite.
Just because it makes sense. Because Tottenham are the most likely to win that game.
Well, against Palace, yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, fair enough. And that was Buckley's £3 bet. Where do you stand on Mourinho?
I think Mourinho would be really... good, but probably only for a short while, and he's not good with youth at all, so they would be completely ignoring that. But I'd probably prefer to see him there than LVG.
What about Ryan Giggs?
I don't know.
He keeps cropping up, but he's unproven, isn't he? Like Like, I know he's a legend at the club and a huge character and a huge part of the club's history now, but you can't just give a rookie the United job, surely. Surely he has to go and manage, you know, some lower league teams. I think to even speak of him getting the job seems bizarre to me.
Yeah, I mean, he did an all right job when he was in there. And I think he understands, like, how the club works and the stature of it all. So I don't think he'd be, like, fazed by it, really. But I do think, like, it's so rare that you get someone just going... club to manager, but I guess it's at risk. Like Guardiola, I think he was managing like Barcelona's B team though for a while. And Gary Monk, I guess, going to Swansea and straight from player to manager and did quite well for a bit. But yeah, it'd be a huge risk and it could really work. But as well, I don't know if players would go there to like play under an unproven manager. But
yeah,
I don't know. It's kind of a shame really that he can't be given a chance because
everything. Might be.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, but I don't think he should for all the things that you said, basically.
Yeah, I don't think he should as well for himself because it might tarnish what a great name he's made for himself at that club. It'd be great. The story would be great if he went away or if he managed the under-21s or something like that. A bit like Zidane, maybe. What would be great is if he does eventually become a great manager and comes back to manage Man United and is a success. Yeah. That would be an amazing story.
I do think he'd be good, and he'd probably get like scores in the management team, like he did when he did like the last four games. And I think he probably could do a good job, but it's just too much of a risk.
Do you think that LVG has the smallest nose of all the managers? I mean, his nose is very small.
I can't really remember his nose.
It's very small and a little bit purple.
Yeah, he might have had some sort of.
Have you got a picture of his?
It does look like it's not his nose, like he's had a nose transplant.
I'm going to Google his nose.
But they've put a child's nose on his face.
Hang on, because I don't know what. There might be some sort of medical reason.
If we find out there
small
is, then
nose.
Cut this out.
LVG nose. He's Googling it.
It's a bit bizarre.
It's quite squashed.
It's all over the place. Yeah, it's just very. I think he's just broken his nose.
He looks like he's been whacked in the face with a spade.
Oh, look at it. It's got less flat though as he's got older. Look at that's him when he's young.
Oh yeah.
And then as he's got older.
Yeah, it's sort of gone a funny.
Yeah.
It's sliding off the side of his face.
It's not quite Steve Bruce levels of nose.
I hope he hasn't had nose cancer or something.
Yeah.
And had to have it.
I'll Google that.
It was a broken nose. Gunther's telling me it's a broken nose.
Oh,
we
really?
We can all make jokes about broken noses.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God it wasn't nose cancer. United are becoming the richest club in the world based on the sponsorship deals.
Mm-hmm.
They have an official noodle.
Do I know what it is?
Mm.
I do! I know that the guy who run it, who is the owner's got like a funny name. He's dead though now.
Nothing funny about that.
God rest him soul. Yeah. But it's something like
a tragic end. That story,
it's something
it?
Like Fukamoto, like something that sounds like offensive. Nissin noodles.
All right.
Yes. Yeah. I'm happy that I remembered. Right. I find it funny that I would know the official noodle sponsor. Apollo Tyres, our official tyre.
Yeah. I think
what's the wine?
Just wet himself. I think
the wine is that Casale del Abloh.
I've seen the advert Casalero. For it.
Aeroflot, our official sort of plane provider. Russian airline is the official aeronautical travel provider for Manchester United.
They got an official everything.
They've got some official isotonic drinks quite recently, some official golf gear. We go through all this at Full Time Devils. It's ridiculous. They've got an official soft drink in Nigeria. Just good to have one, isn't it? Good to have one just in case.
Yeah.
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 For all the Nigerian fans.
Yeah.
This has depressed me a little bit.
What has Palace got like an official? Have they got official stuff?
You can get something to eat at Spironi's.
What, when you go 20% to see a game. Off?
Isn't that your goalkeeper?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Is it really? Got his own restaurant?
Yeah, we've got beer. We've got a Palace beer. These are just things that
I've heard that you've got an eagle, or like a real eagle. You've got your cheerleaders and you've got an eagle. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, we've got an eagle. Yeah, he's Kayla! Thank you, Gunther. It's Kayla. Kayla the eagle. He's allowed to fly around. He does what he wants.
What if he fucks someone's eyes up?
He won't fuck anyone's eyes up.
But why? How can you guarantee
that? You can't, can you? And in an alternate universe,
he's
all Kayla does is go around fucking people's eyes.
All he does.
Is there any Watford merchandise?
I think there's a Hornet farm, isn't there, or something? That's right. What they do. They release a load of hornets at the beginning of every match.
Yeah.
That'd be great if every club had to do something like that.
Yeah, they fire them out of a cannon. Would you rather have your eyes pecked out by an eagle or be stung by hornets all over?
How many hornet stings can a human endure before it dies?
I don't know.
There's a website.
That says three.
There's a website that says three and seven for a horse.
All right. Well,
what, so if you get stung by a horse,
two for
seven
a child.
Times.
Yeah.
Well, if Crystal Palace had been a child on Saturday, it would be dead.
Okay, it's Dream Team Europe time. Dream Team Europe kicks off properly this week. It's covering every game in the Champions League and Europa League. So this time next week, we'll be able to tell you how our teams are doing. There is $100,000 worth of potential prize money. If I'd won that sort of money, I definitely wouldn't give it to charity. We've both picked our teams and you can compete against us. Join the Dream Team FC Podcast League using the pin 8490184. Should we remind people of our team names, Jalal?
Why not?
Okay, here's your team name.
Yum, 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 let's unseal the lid. Bombo Real Madrid. Yum, yum, yum.
That last bit is so gross when you're wearing headphones.
I know. It's like having my tongue in your ear, isn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. And this is my team.
Buckley's Magnificent Ball.
Boys.
Good. Let's read some of your names. Dave Cooper's gone for Wanyama's in pyjamas. Wanyama, obviously the Southampton football player, Jalal.
Yeah, everyone knows that. Yeah.
Yeah. Noel Healy's called his team PK Boo after Barcelona's Gerard Pique.
The next one, I believe, is
on,
one.
Yeah,
one,
you do it.
Next one is one for me, I believe.
Yes.
It's very pun heavy from Ariane Saini. Michu at De Gea Bar. Michu, David De Gea, and Demba Bar.
His name's De Gea.
De Gea. Oh, yeah. Meet you at De Gea Bar.
Yeah. Still works.
Yeah.
It's a good pun there. Stephen North has really caught the eye with his team name, which is Jalal Hartley's dad.
Well, the artist formerly known as Jalal Hartley,
yes.
His dad is you.
Of course.
That's just you. That's just James Buckley.
Right.
But now my name is James Buckley. That's just me.
God, I think my head's going to explode.
Oh.
Anyway, thanks for all your funny team names and for joining in with the Dream Team FC Podcast League. Remember, you can also join using the pin 8490184 and you can get your hands on some lovely money.
Why don't we talk about Watford? Why don't we talk about Watford winning 2-1 over Crystal Palace?
Yeah.
Why don't we do that?
I know. I genuinely don't want to.
Okay.
Visit dreamteamfc.com to read more of the stories that we've been talking about in the show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Jalal Hartley.
Don't forget to leave us your 5-star reviews, which, I mean, if they're 5 stars, they've got a very good chance of getting read out. It doesn't matter what it says in the comments. It's just the amount of gold stars that we get. Like a McDonald's employee of the month.
Yes, and if you criticise the podcast in a humorous way, you will be in contention to win a lovely little Xbox. Not bad. Pretty good for listening to a podcast, giving an Xbox away. That's all right, isn't it? It's what the kids are into. They're the people who listen to this podcast. The hip kids. I think I've covered everything. Is it, yeah. There anything you would like to add?
No, nothing remains other than to say, who's the Palace player? Johan...
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Had a feeling, glad all over, yes I am, glad all over, baby.
If they ever do a film about his life, you got to play him.
No, we both can play him. We'll do that thing that they did with the Bob Dylan film. We'll get different people to play him at different stages
like
of his life.
Yeah, I'll be the younger him. And then you can do the older one.
Yeah. Yeah, you could. You can be the child Dawkins.
Yeah.
Do you reckon when he was a child he was like that? And his parents were just like, oh, Richard.
Yeah. No, Mother, I need to tell you, you need to stop dragging me to this big building with paintings, and it's all a load of nonsense, and you all need to grow up right now.
Do you reckon he was like that when he was three?
Don't
he was 3 years old.
Mother, Santa doesn't exist. What do you mean, the Tooth Fairy? No, no, I simply do not believe it. It doesn't make any sense at all whatsoever. I believe in fact and science, and I don't believe in nonsense. I believe in logic. That's all I believe in. Okay, Mother, you can keep that 50 pence. I do not want it. I'm not playing part in this silly charade. Now I'm going to bed, and don't expect to see any teeth under my pillow. I have put them in a Petri dish, and I'm doing an experiment with them.
Should we get him on the show? Dickie Dawkins.
Old Dick Dawk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.